Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You know what today's episode is about?
I have no idea.
It's about sickness and in health.
Yeah.
In sickness. We're going to discuss your phlegm.
Why?
Because you're showing me every day.
I know I am.
You go to the bathroom.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
So now everyone must know.
I don't think so. I've taken footage. To know.
I've been secretly collecting all your phlegm and putting it in a jar. And we're going to auction that off to the highest bidder.
That's really gross.
Yes. Setting expectations. I'm desensitizing them. No, welcome you're not welcoming back. Anyone. You're I'm sick welcoming. Today. You're off.
Welcome back to
no,
another
don't.
Episode.
You are not welcome here today.
I'm not
you're
welcome.
You're not welcome. No.
Why not?
You're just here because it's in your contract.
Oh.
In sickness and in health.
Yeah.
Not in our wedding.
Oh.
This was just in the podcast agreement you've signed. They said in sickness and in health, you
I
must do this.
I thought it was in sickness and in health for us.
That's only in churches. Okay. Maybe they said that, but I didn't understand anything.
Can I have a pause?
No, you have to cough. This is, there's no editing this episode.
Oh
people have to know what it's like. Otherwise, they'd be like, oh, she wasn't that sick.
No and every one time, wants to know that I'm coughing up a storm every like few sentences.
That's okay. They must know.
Okay.
They're
I'm
going
to apologize in advance for all of the coughing that you guys will have to endure.
Thank you for joining us. This episode has been brought to you by COVID.
No, it's not. I didn't have COVID.
Apologies. By influenza. By whatever the hell she licked when I was out of town. You're sick.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about how you still have to do everything when you're sick.
Yeah.
And you're lucky because when you're sick, I actually did everything. So you have to pretend like you know what it's like to do stuff for the other people that listen. Don't laugh like that was such a funny joke, okay? That wasn't that funny at all. Use your imagination.
Okay.
Just because I left town when you were sick doesn't mean you can't imagine that I was actually helpful while you were ill.
You were both helpful and also left
missing.
Town.
Missing. Yeah. Yes. I was helpful from afar. She said the most helpful I could be was by leaving town. So I left.
True. The first day, I don't even remember what happened. I think I passed out in the bed.
Yes.
You were at work and you said
that was when you were trying to change the sheets and you gave up.
That was the second day, I think.
In your own spoils.
I did not.
I mean, yeah, we changed you eventually. We're getting up in years.
I was just
let's normalize sleeping in our own feces.
No, I was not. That's gross. Don't tell people I do that.
I didn't say you do that.
I don't do that.
You know kids when they say, oh, that wasn't me, but this happened at school?
Yeah.
And that's what you sound like right now.
No, I did not do that. But I was really tired and I tried to change the sheets and then I got too tired. And
so you just stopped.
Yeah.
And you realize you still have a, while you're saying all that in the video.
Yeah.
You are still sleeping on a mattress pad that keeps bodily fluids out of your mattress.
That's just because I have the mattress pad. Like it's just good hygiene to have that mattress pad on
it
your
is?
Mattress. Yes.
In case of what?
Like all the dead skin cells and stuff that comes off your body, it doesn't go into the mattress. It goes on the mattress pad. You wash the mattress pad.
I didn't know we had a mattress pad, which means it's
never
been
washed. We've had a
mattress
pad for the last 20 years.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have. Maybe 14.
Then why doesn't it never get washed?
It does get washed.
Secretly?
No.
You secretly wash the mattress pad and put it back on when no one's looking? That's what you tried to do? You got busted.
No.
I think every time you wet the bed, you change the mattress pad.
I don't.
That's my theory.
What
that's
are
why
we
it's
talking
so secretive.
About today?
Inability to maintain bodily fluids when sick. And we're talking about you sometimes just have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
And how do you do it?
I don't do it if I can't, and then I do it if I have to.
And the point of this is to say that is perfectly fine.
100%.
Do you actually believe that?
Yeah.
Did you always believe that?
Yeah, I didn't always believe that. I think there's part of like human nature, like, or at least for me, I set goals for myself and then I need to accomplish those goals by the deadline that I set for myself. But then you realize that's at a certain point that it doesn't matter if you don't hit that deadline. You can do it again tomorrow. You could try again tomorrow.
But in illness in particular, I definitely push myself.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't acknowledge illness.
I know.
I don't know if people understand that or not, but
you just say I'm fine.
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I don't even say I'm pushing through because I'm not saying there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say I'm tired. I can say my head's hurting a little. I can say I have a cold or whatever, but that's in addition to.
Yeah.
It's not in lieu of.
Yeah.
And it's worked for me.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Sometimes you actually, your body just finally shuts down.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I think that's what happened to me. Like I told myself, I'm fine. I got through one of the days, but then the next day I collapsed.
And I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Because I rather not be sick.
Yeah.
And my fight with that is at a mental level.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm just not sick. Yeah. So nothing's changing.
Yeah.
But when you do feel sick,
yeah,
I think a lot of people have struggles with guilt and this and that because they couldn't get from one place to the other.
Yeah.
And for others, it's like a vacation.
Yeah.
Because they have so much on their plate. They're like licking each other in grocery stores hoping to get sick.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
No.
You're not like a difficult sick person to deal with.
Thank you.
I don't think either of us are.
No.
You normally hear the stereotype of the husband that falls apart.
Yeah.
You're not like that.
No.
And so it's very easy. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what do you want? Yeah. Like, okay, I need more lozenges. I need this. So you just get all those things.
Yeah.
But you're an easy sicko.
Thanks.
Just give you those dirty books and Netflix and you're good.
I don't read dirty books. You have to stop telling people that I read.
I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I've read some of them, so I know what they say.
They're not dirty books.
Why do all the guys in all the books, why are they all the same?
What do you mean?
They all have chiseled abs. Why can't there be one guy in one of those books? It's like, oh, he has a kind heart, so he's looking past his blubber. Why can't they be overweight? Why can't it be like, oh, his bald scalp really shone in the sun? Why is it all perfect hair, perfect abs, the muscles from all the years?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And why are they always slipping their hands up the thigh? Huh?
What are you reading?
Your book you gave me with the letters.
That's not true.
Every single time they're going from the bottom up. They never go from like the waist down.
Okay.
I don't want to get too, but I'm curious.
No,
why do they do that?
There's nothing in that
those
book
women
that
never
I gave
wear
you.
Pants on those days. There's they're always wearing skirts. They can wear pants every other day, but on those days where they end up on the kitchen counter, it's in a skirt.
You're completely making that up, first of all.
You want to go bring the book?
That book doesn't... It's not a dirty book.
I will bring the book right now, and I will pick a passage if you promise to read the whole page out loud to this whole group.
Deal.
You will read it?
Yes.
We can't even... I can't publish this to the people that listen to it if you read all
there's
that out.
There's nothing in that book that's dirty. The things we leave unfinished, there's nothing in that book.
No, the one with the letters.
Wait, the last letter?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a sad book.
Yeah. Not when she was in the kitchen. You remember the kitchen?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even
skip those parts. That's why you finished that book so fast. If you skip all of those parts, there's only like 12 pages to read.
Oh, that was a really sad book. That was not a dirty book.
Do you feel when you're sick,
yeah,
you have the space to be sick? Like, do you feel like things will collapse if you get sick? Or do you feel like we can manage?
I think you guys can manage. I think you do a pretty good job managing, too. I just feel... I feel like it adds a lot of responsibility on people. And that makes me feel sad. Like, I know you're already busy. And so having to add to your plate is a little... stressful for me.
Why do you add stress when no one else is asking you to add stress?
Nobody asked me. I know, but I'm just telling you that's how I feel.
But then you can't get better if you're feeling sad. It takes longer to recover if you're feeling sad.
I guess. No, but I felt like I had the space to be sick. I actually couldn't. There were two or three days that I couldn't get out of bed. Like I had no energy at all. And it was nice to see that the kids could manage on their own to get to school how they, you know, however they needed to, and you got up with them. It was completely fine, and I did feel like I had the space to get better, but I just, like, I missed the kids. Yeah. I missed not being able to hug them. There was 3 or 4 days that, like, nobody really wanted to come around me either.
I have a sad confession.
What? You didn't want to come around me either.
No, I went and slept in the other room.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get sick.
Yep.
And my Oura Ring, said I haven't slept that well in 6 months. I was surprised by that. Yeah. But then I wasn't surprised. Because you know what I did upstairs?
What?
I opened the window. Mm-hmm. It was probably 20 degrees colder in the room mm-hmm. that I slept in versus our bedroom.
Oh, so the heat is what...
There's no blankets.
Yeah.
Like, I had one blanket, like normal person blanket. Yeah. I didn't have sheet, cover, duvet, blanket. And there's different names. They're all blankets, but you give them 4 different names to like justify it.
Yeah.
I have told you this many times.
Yeah.
I wake up in the middle of the night
yeah.
with... like feeling sweat on my calves because okay. I turned a little in night. So even though I folded the blankets away, that part of my leg went under the blanket.
Yeah.
So I wake up like yeah. as if, like how any normal person would wake up if you poured gasoline and lit their legs on fire while they're sleeping. Oh my God,
you're so dramatic.
It's a little bit of a shock.
That's so
much then I
drama.
Get up, I go and I wipe the heat off
yeah.
and then I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you sleep without all those blankets, that doesn't happen.
So, what's the solution? Are you going to go sleep upstairs?
No, we're going to open the windows in our room
uh-huh.
so it gets really cold.
Yeah.
And we're going to get you a snowsuit.
Okay.
So, you can wear the snowsuit and sleep with a normal blanket.
Yeah.
So, the heat is contained.
Yeah.
And then if you really still feel cold, we can light like the snowsuit on fire.
I don't want to be lit on fire.
Not you, the snowsuit.
I'm in the snowsuit.
Yeah, but it'll be warm.
I don't want to
get you
that.
A heated like snowsuit.
Doesn't sound like a good
heated
idea.
Vest.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
A hoodie. Two pairs of pants, 4 socks. It's like how you travel when you don't want to pack.
Yeah,
you just wear
all
it all.
The things.
I think that's what we need to do.
Okay.
Or
I can sleep in extra layers and you could take
maybe
some of the blankets
once,
away.
Maybe once or like maybe once a week,
yeah.
you and I can choose to sleep in the other room.
Okay.
Just to get good sleep.
You know, a lot of
couples
do that.
I bet you slept really well too.
I didn't because I was coughing.
Oh.
But it was...
Then since I've been back, I haven't been sleeping because you're coughing.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. But why do we do that? Why is there this need to sleep in the same room?
That a lot of couples don't do that. Like
who?
A lot of couples.
Who are these geniuses?
They do that. They don't sleep in the same bed, or they don't sleep in the same room.
If you're in the same room, you should be in the same bed. Why are you sleeping in the same room?
Well, if you had your own bed, you could sleep without blankets.
You're speaking some sense.
I do that sometimes.
But. What about the temperature in the room? And what about your snoring and all that?
I don't snore.
There's also a bear that sleeps in our room. I forgot to tell you.
Which bear?
Under the bed.
Under my bed.
It's called Snorri the bear. Who, particularly when you're sick,
it's not
loves
me.
Filling the noise.
It's you.
I woke up and I heard my own snoring.
Yes.
We've threatened to record each other. We haven't done it yet.
No, but it's
I thought
not
about
me.
It last night. It crossed my mind when I was... like using the fire extinguisher on my legs. It's like, oh, the Snorri the bear didn't even wake up with this fire.
There's no snoring happening on my side of the bed.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record it and just make it my ringtone.
Okay, do
so
that.
Every time you call, it's just going to be your ringtone.
Do that. I don't snore. Okay, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
Today we're talking about that new blanket. Not just the bubble cuddle blanket you've been bubble cuddling with.
It's so soft.
Also,
yeah.
The blanket that I now send to all new couples with sheets as a wedding gift. That's my move now.
It's a great idea. Those sheets are the softest sheets we've ever slept on.
The only trouble
yeah.
is I don't know how long you'll be a Cozy Earth partner. So your 40% off that I've used already several times for people's gifts
yeah.
will expire on me.
If you're looking for a throw for this fall,
before you skip, it's Sheena.
Just let 40% me tell off. Them how much I like it
okay.
first.
But just remember, Gina 40 off.
If you are looking for a throw for your couch, for your bed this fall, the Cozy Earth Bamboo Cuddle Blanket is literally my favorite.
CozyEarth.com/Gina.
My new favorite.
For 40% off.
And just so you know, Cozy Earth stands by their quality. Their blankets come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty, backed by a lifetime guarantee. So yeah, they mean it when they say it's made to last. We had those sheets on our bed for what? 2 days and you decided that you loved them. They were your favorite sheets.
I don't want to return them. Don't return them.
I'm not returning
them. Cut off the tag.
I did.
And you get tempted. You see these long warranties. You put reminders. You're like, oh, no. Let me make sure.
Back. We're not sending it back.
It's you want to buy another one?
I might.
I have 40% off.
Go to CozyEarth.com and use Sheena at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite pajama set and blanket. That's CozyEarth.com. Code Sheena, and if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth right here. Elevate your downtime with Cozy Earth.
That's the only ad that could have actually worked.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we don't have Vicks as a sponsor.
No.
Or Tylenol or any of those companies.
No, and I enjoyed
just sat in their blanket.
Yes,
I've been complaining about the warmth of their blankets for 10 minutes
no,
now.
No, it's the sheets that I was sitting in. We don't have their blankets. We have their sheets. So anyway, you were traveling this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was with the kids.
Did you drive them around?
Yeah, I did.
Don't you know you can't operate heavy machinery when you're in brain fog?
I was not taking any medicine that made me foggy, but I was still
this like, of your own doing?
I don't know. There's something definitely I'm not 100% focused. I know this.
Okay.
But I did take them to their practices and their stuff that they needed to go to. And it was nice to, one, just get to hang out with them.
You on paper and pen?
About for what?
To help you stay on track?
No.
Because I feel like you're struggling to remember where you started. And then now in the middle of the sentence, you've forgotten the end of the sentence. You'll never remember the paragraph.
What do you mean?
So I went on a travel to work in Montreal. Then? No. Then the children gave you Tylenol and they drove themselves around town.
No.
The end.
No. None of that's true. But I had a really nice time with Jay. He was playing music for me in the car.
This and I is, just, you know, Jay came with me on the trip.
No, he didn't.
You hallucinated the whole thing. Is this like the Sixth Sense?
No.
Do you see dead people?
No, he was right there with me.
Oh, he was?
Yeah,
oh.
He got up. He decided, I don't know, Jay got up and decided that he wanted to like, what did he want to do? He wanted to give
He was sleeping, the end.
He wanted to give all of his money
to charity.
No.
That was you.
He had the bucket of coins. Tell the story about the bucket of coins.
So there was a point in time where there was a bucket and it was empty. So it went downtown no. And it said, fill me with your coins.
No.
And people filled the bucket with coins.
No. Remember that Christmas when Jay asked for $50 in pennies? Do you remember
this? I'm hearing this for the first time with you guys. I don't know what to tell you. I think I really don't. Can you Google what we're supposed to do if there's a medical emergency on set? Like, what are we supposed, is this, I feel like the cameraman when people are like those news reporters, people are doing bad things. They're like, this is good for ratings. You're like, save the dog. The dog's going to drown. And the cameraman's like, it's good for views while this dog is drowning. I'm just going to watch.
No.
Listen. I feel like that guy now.
Listen.
You're completely hallucinating in the middle of a show, and it's probably really good for views, but horrible for you. And am I your co-host or your husband now? Tell me. Like, I'm itching to call an ambulance, but also I'm... Oh, yeah, I remember. If you pass out, it'll be even better for ratings.
Years ago, Jay asked for... $50 in pennies from Santa.
Of course. Of course he did. Like all smart, confident young men of his age, he also wanted a bucket of change from Santa Claus.
I'm not even kidding.
No.
He had $50.
Do you know what date it is? I've never understood that in movies. Now I understand. What is the date? What year are we in? What are you supposed to do?
This is wild.
She's like, Gina. What is she making this up?
Jay asked for money from Santa for Christmas one year. You don't remember?
Okay, yeah. And he wanted it in pennies. He wanted it in pennies. You're sticking with that part.
Yes.
Okay.
So he got $50 in pennies.
He got it.
Yes.
And where is this $50 in pennies?
It was in a bucket.
Santa gave him a bucket.
I don't know if Santa gave him a bucket, but...
What are we supposed to do with the $50 in pennies? What does it have to do with anything?
Because this weekend, he wanted to change the $50 in pennies.
How does all of this happen when I'm not here, even when I'm here?
I swear.
So you spent your time
with
your 14-year-old getting his Santa money in coins.
Yes.
And where did he lose it and you guys had to retrieve it? What did you do with the bucket?
No, we went to Stop and Shop.
Oh, you went shopping. That's what one does with a bucket of coins.
We went to Stop.
Did you buy groceries?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you took your child's fake money, I mean real Santa money.
It's real money.
And you exchanged it for real groceries.
Yes.
Which you then ate in the parking lot and came home. Because Jay was with me in Montreal. I don't know. What does one do with 50? How do you make up a $50 penny thing? You're ridiculous. Who would give their kid $50 in pennies? No one's going to believe
Santa.
You.
Santa!
Oh. Of course. Because he travels light.
Oh my God.
He wanted to add to the sleigh 50 pounds of pennies.
He wanted to buy a video game, and I told him I wasn't.
They don't accept change in that shop.
Well, I told him I wasn't just going to buy the video game for him, and that he had to buy it for himself if that's what he wanted to spend his money on. So then he brought this bucket, and he's like, this is the money that I have. Can I buy it in pennies? And I told him no. So he said, can you take me to Stop and Shop so that I could change this, exchange it for money?
So you went to a grocery store.
Yeah, we went to the grocery store because they have that change machine. So we put all the money. But the thing is, all the money was in the rolled thing.
Oh, Santa gave it rolled.
Yeah, Santa gave it rolled. So
why
would
he just give you pennies in a
bucket? We had to sit at the machine for like the next, I don't know, 45 minutes.
So it was all rolled.
Yeah, most of it was
rolled. And nowhere in this story did you guys think to just go to the bank and take your fake money and
get money.
We
did start at the bank, but it was after 12 o'clock and the bank was closed. So we went, we got the money, and then he bought his game.
Where? At Stop and Shop? They sell games? Is that between the cereal and the pet beds?
No, he just asked me to give him the money, and I spent the money at the grocery store.
What now? You bought...
I gave him the money.
You bought food coupons from your son?
Yeah, essentially.
For full price?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where did he fly?
And I was like, you know, I was annoyed when we started. All this I was telling you because I was annoyed. Like, I just wanted to stay in bed and I wanted to like, I
have a strong suspicion you actually did stay in bed.
No,
and you were spiking
I didn't.
112 fever.
I didn't.
Saturday morning.
No, I wanted
to. While me and the kids were in Montreal. No. Because this story right now is, that's what happens when you have 108 fever.
I did not have 108 fever. It didn't go up past 100.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and it was a few days before.
You were laying in your own waste when
no,
I came
I
home.
No, I was not. Stop
that,
telling that people
now
that.
Now makes sense to me why
oh my
you
God.
Kept talking about
all this, I was,
pennies.
I was having a full circle moment where I was coming back and I was telling you, that Jay, when he came down with his bucket of pennies, I was like, what? I don't want to do this. And he said, Mama, please, I really want my game. And so I did it with him. And I figured like, okay, it's the weekend. He waited all week to do this. He's bringing it to me on the weekend. So I took him and we had a great time. Like we were laughing.
It sounds like a blast.
Pennies were falling on the floor.
There goes Santa's money. How do you transition back and forth from like, reality and fiction? Does that happen seamlessly? I feel like you could teach people with dementia. Like, it's fine. I also live my life with real and fiction combined.
You know what? If it was fake, it was a wonderful afternoon.
No, I'm just saying, how
really
do you do
time.
It so seamlessly?
I don't even know how I'm doing it.
Do you have to ingest anything?
Nothing.
Or is it just a natural outcome from the illness?
Yeah.
No, like...
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
No bonus?
No.
Something?
No.
No. Just God-given.
God-given.
God-given break. And just, entertainment.
This is all yours.
No, no. I'm talking about inside
here.
Yeah,
you have to
happening.
Take care of this now for the rest of your life. You weren't there.
I was there.
Oh my god.
I'm the one who pulled you out when they were screaming in the Stop and Shop. Like, who's this lady? You're riding that robot that looks around. You're holding him accountable. You're like, come here, stop moving.
You know.
Why would you attack? It looks like one of those car wash guys. But instead, you were holding that robot and they were pulling you around.
Jay and I
were
in the way of the robot and the robot was yelling at us.
I told you. That's why you were attacking the robot. That's the only thing he told me. Because I got a call from Stop and Shop. I had to ride my bike there. Mama was throwing pennies at the robot and I didn't know what to do. You almost got thrown into Stop and Shop jail. Almost. That's where they keep like the stale tuna and stuff. It smells bad back there.
Almost.
But they let you go.
Thankfully, they let me go.
Because you're a local celebrity.
Yeah.
Celebrities get away with everything.
I know.
Even abusing the robots. I didn't abuse. You tried to pull out his plug, they were saying. You're like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And you're pulling it, trying to pull out his plug.
Okay, I think it's time to wrap it up.
It's been time to wrap it up a long time ago, but... It's not what I anticipated today. But we talk about your struggles. You were sick. We still have to show up for one another. We have responsibilities. We've merged those responsibilities to make it easier on each other.
We did?
I mean, I'll talk to you when you're back.
You left?
I left, yeah. Because you were in a Star Wars movie while I was gone. You and young Jay Skywalker went and fought the robots in the... foreign land with foreign currency.
I did have to show up. I had to do all the stuff for the kids this weekend.
Do you know in this whole story what I haven't referenced?
What?
That Zara was home.
Yeah, Zara was home.
You just left her. Like, no, oh, I'm going penny shopping with your brother. No. You don't think that was a poor decision?
No.
She was crying at home. She messaged me.
She wasn't.
She said Mama left her hair curler and the stove on with the iron and she told me to iron the stove with the hair curler and she left.
No, I don't.
She asked me, how do you do that?
Zara wanted to stay with her friends. She was hanging out with her friends. Then I went to the grocery store. I remember I was very responsible adult.
You were lucid.
I was. Then I came home and
So you want people to believe your son has $50 in
not anymore.
Pennies.
Not anymore.
We'll have to ask him this side of the story.
Ask him.
I suspect his face will look a lot like mine now.
Okay. Zara stayed and played with her friends, and then I took her to her field hockey game, and I cheered her on.
You also went to field hockey?
Yeah.
Which was at the same time?
No,
that was impressive.
An hour later. It was a great
weekend.
Did
you talk to anyone? Did anyone see you at field hockey? You went into the middle of a open space where there are 25 girls playing, so probably like 45 parents.
Yeah.
You spoke to anyone?
Yeah.
I will check. I think we've unlocked a new demographic of people that will listen to this podcast.
Oh.
But they're all going to be...
smelling colors.
...in a different state of mind.
Okay.
You found the audio version of, like, bright colors on TV.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's our market.
No.
So when will we go back to, like...
next week.
Okay, so you have one more week of being like this.
There's nothing wrong with me.
No. This is wonderful.
It's
good to explore
fine.
Different personalities.
I'm completely fine.
Why are you
guys both making faces at
There's
me?
There's only I'm here alone. What are you seeing now? Oh, is Jay the bucket boy here? Hello, Jay.
All right. On that note, Thank you for joining us.
You know we're not even recording.
Yeah,
we're in our bedroom
are.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you're in the podcast room?
We'll see you guys
Lauren's
next
in Florida.
Week.